बबीता 6.30, 6 संयतात्मना योगो दुष्प्रापिति में मति ही वश्यात्मना तु यतता शक्यो वाप्तुम उपायतः। Krishna is continuing to address Arjuna's apprehension about the feasibility of mind control. And here he states, Asanyatatmana yogo asayat. Sanyat means control, asayat means not controlling. Atmana yogo, if one does not control the mind, then yogo dushprap iti me matihi. Then yoga is difficult to attain. Here yoga refers to both the yoga practice and yoga perfection. Yoga itself is very difficult to practice if it does not control the mind. And more importantly, the yoga in the state of, in the sense of the perfection of yoga, in the sense of attaining connection with the absolute truth, Tamvidya Dukkha Sanyoga Yoga Yoga Samhita, as was mentioned in this chapter itself, in 6.23, that is not possible. Therefore, what we need is that we have to control the mind. Dushprapa iti me matihi, without controlling the mind, yoga is difficult to attain. It is difficult to connect with the absolute truth. Vashyatmana tu yatata. Vashyatmana. Controlling the mind. Yatata. If one endeavors. Shakyo vaptum upayataha. Shakyo. It's possible. Vaptum. It is possible to attain. If upayataha. If one adopts a proper process. So the two verses essentially state that, yes Arjuna, there's no doubt that the mind is difficult to control, but it's possible by practice and detachment. And that's the previous verse, and this verse states that actually, although it is difficult to control the mind, without controlling the mind, success in yoga is difficult. It's almost unattainable. But controlling the mind is possible by a proper process. Now, Krishna does not describe any specific process over here. We'll continue to describe Ashtanga Yoga in this chapter. And then, in the last verse of this chapter, we'll talk about how the most intimately united yogis are those who fix their mind on Him. And then from the 7th chapter onwards, we'll talk about Bhakti Yoga. In 7.1, he will say that the same perfection of yoga, of fixing the mind on Krishna, can be attained by the practice of Bhakti Yoga. And then in the 8th chapter, Krishna will compare Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, and he will recommend unambiguously Bhakti Yoga. So, a process is needed for controlling the mind, and that process, which the Bhagavad Gita recommends, is Bhakti Yoga. So, in this particular verse, Krishna does not state the process, but he states the principle. Just like continuing the student metaphor, a student may say that this subject is extremely difficult, sir. And the professor will say that, yes, it's difficult, but it's possible to understand it and do well in it if you apply yourself. And then if the student is reluctant, saying that, hey, it's so difficult to apply myself to the subject, the student may say that, actually, if say engineering student is there, and if the teacher says, this is engineering mathematics, if you don't understand engineering mathematics, then you will not be able to, then you will not become a good engineer. You will not be able to do well in your subsequent studies or even your career in the long run. So, like that, Krishna says that controlling the mind is a fundamental skill. Without this, you can, attaining yoga is next to impossible. And then so the teacher may impress upon the student the need to apply oneself to the studies, even if they are a little difficult. So like that Krishna says over here that asanyatatmana yogo dushprapiti me mati. Without controlling the mind, yoga is extremely difficult to attain. And then what he just says next that actually if you just do this well in the subject, then you will surely be able to flourish as an engineer. The student also feels inspired. If I don't study this, I won't be able to do well in any other subject. In other subjects, but if I do well in this, then that itself will be a significant step towards progressing towards becoming successful as an engineer. At least in engineering studies. So like that Krishna says in the next part that Vashyatmana tu yatata shakyo vaptum upayataha Vashyatmana. When you control the mind, endeavor for it, yatata. In shakya, it is possible. Vaptum upayataha, it is possible to attain yogic perfection by following a proper process. So teacher may tell the student, don't just study randomly. There may be 100 reference books, don't go and refer to all of them. Study this one book, prepare for these questions, and these are the focus points, and you can focus on these things. So in studies, good students usually have a well-defined process of how they will study, by which they study, they know how to optimize their studies. So similarly, Krishna says over here that shakyo vaptu upayata, just as there is a process of studying, similarly there is a process to be followed for controlling the mind. And that process, Krishna will talk about later. In this verse specifically, Krishna stresses the necessity and the feasibility of mind control. Necessity means that which has to be done. Feasibility means that which can be done. That which is in the realm of possibility, in the arena of realistic possibility. So for example, if somebody using petrol or diesel and that's causing a lot of pollution. So pollution can cause a huge threat in the long run, or as the decades are following, are passing, then in the short run also, but the pollution caused by the problems caused by pollution is not the mere thought of a say environmental activist with a spiritual vision who is acting as an activist. The focus will not be on condemnation, but it will be on education. The focus will be on not this is bad, that is bad, they are bad, everyone is bad. And the implication, even if it is never stated so explicitly, that I am good. And about me, this is good, about me, that is good, about me, that is good. Therefore, essentially, I am good. But this sort of attitude of assumed superiority is not what is taken up by Krishna over here. Krishna leaves Arjuna to his thoughts. When Arjuna, after hearing about how the mind is to be controlled, recognizes a pattern, and he will tell about the privilege of the human form of life and the special opportunity that is there to attain perfection. And Shakyo vaptam upayataha. Arjuna, if you follow a proper process, you can surely attain perfection. Therefore, be inspired, be dedicated, and follow the right process. Do not become disheartened by thinking that this is impossibly difficult. It is essential and it is feasible if you follow the right process. Thank you.